Oh, come on, man.
Gonna get
I'm ready to go to the club. Meet me at Palmer's,
what
man.
Whatever happened, Dyke Reese?
He's at Palmer's at about 3:45.
Finally, a good battle return.
That late.
No?
No.
That's the only time I was ever at Palmer's, but about 3:45.
That's the after spot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the time to go. 4 a.m. There was a couple of those spots back in the day.
So I'm scared at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Palmer's didn't have doors on the bathrooms, if I remember correctly.
Nope, they didn't.
And they shouldn't have. Talking to the king during the break.
Normal interaction
that
as always.
That was an adventure, yeah.
Yeah, he's been limping around here for a couple hours now. He's on with Giglio coming up at 6:00. But we were asking on the air, like, when does he think the sack happened? And he believes it happened on, well, Jalen Hurts sack that got him hurt. He believes it happened on a third down where he got sacked by, it was a two, Johnson and Love sacked him near midfield, and they had the punt. The Giants get the ball back. They drive 70 yards. This was a big part of the game, because they chewed up 7 minutes and 22 seconds of the clock. They go up 13-7, and Howard says, that's where they taped the ankle a couple times. They looked at him and made sure that he was okay. So it looked like it did happen on a sack. So in the fourth quarter. So it's not like he played through an entire game with this. He came back out and he did not run. I was looking at the play-by-play. He didn't have any runs after that. It was more or less just he was throwing, or that Boston Scott fumbled the ball away on that one play. So there you go. We feel like we've identified where it happened. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with the ankle the rest of the week. Is he going to play? Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be limited? We will know more as the week goes on, Ike Reese. But let's get to the top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. Do it.
Even what we saw in the game on Sunday, I thought it was about time to re-rank the worst draft picks in Eagles history in my lifetime. Well, then the ones that I remember. Okay.
There we go.
Number 5. I'm starting with Jaquan Jarrett. It was a dark time post Dawkins leaving. You know,
yeah.
Nate Allen. Really, we're dying to find a good safety. Jaquan Jarrett didn't make sense when they drafted him. Temple kid. And it all went to crap. Jaquan Jarrett, 5.
Yeah, they drafted for need and they reached.
Was that Andy or Chip?
It was Andy.
That was Andy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the Watkins draft.
Was that the Danny? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a bad draft.
4.
Man.
I think people will be surprised on the list, but he's on my list because of every other player drafted. And that would be Danelle Pumphrey. The only bad running back in the entire draft.
Class of running
back. Like, literally, even the undrafted
guys.
Matt Breida. He was even fine for a little bit. Like, Aaron Jones went in the 5th.
Yeah. James Conner.
Danelle Pumphrey, the only reason they drafted him was because they wanted a Darren Sproles replacement. He get on the field, his legs were thin.
Right. Well, yeah, it was just a bad pick.
You could just tell within a second.
You could tell within a second.
Well, here's the thing about the Danelle Pumphrey pick that I never understood. You had a chance to look at him at the combine. So forget about what you saw on film. He's not a big kid. So you want him to play running back at that size, and there's no real power in his legs? Like, I don't understand how they saw Danelle Pumphrey and said,
"We want that guy."
Yeah, that's the running back we want out of all the running backs coming out in this damn class. That's the one we want.
That's our guy. Well, that's when they were going for college production, remember?
San Diego State, he was like the record holder for
the all-time leading rusher.
He was also the Barnett draft, another college production guy, because that was when they overcorrected from going from the just looking at the charts or whatever.
Yeah, Barnett. 31 sacks. He broke Reggie White's record. Don't ever tell anybody that.
They might erase that from the Tennessee.
Exactly.
They might.
Yes.
Do you remember how many rushing yards Danelle Pumphrey got?
What, for the Eagles?
Well, yeah. Or in the league.
College, yeah.
None.
None. Yeah.
Never complete.
Say, yeah. None. Right.
Not one.
No. He didn't make the team.
Yeah, I don't remember him playing in the regular season.
Or did he make the team and he just didn't play?
Well, he might have been on a practice squad that year or something like that.
Never played in the game or never did anything else.
He got a ring, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Adam Eaton, two least deserving rings I've ever seen.
And he'll tell you, follow him on Twitter.
He'll tell you he's an Eagle.
Yeah, I got that ring.
Damn right.
He did a great job getting it, too. Number three was bad in the at the time and ended up just being a disaster. Marcus Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they traded. They wanted Brandon Cooks. That's the story. They got jumped for him.
Yeah.
Traded back. Selected Marcus Smith. No one knew who he was.
No.
Like, there was, like, third-round grades on him. Everyone on ESPN was scrambling.
Marcus Smith, he was surprised he got drafted. He's like, hold on, I thought I was getting drafted tomorrow. Y'all drafted me today?
Oh. He wasn't even there. I don't know if he's watching.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
Like, oh, I thought I was a third-round pick. Oh, I got drafted in the first round? Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, and we could have had DeMarcus Lawrence.
Phew, man.
And I think Hopkins?
Yes, he was there. Hopkins he was 28th or something like that.
Was he a first-round pick?
I think he was the end of the first round.
Okay.
But it was also it was the safety. There was two players that they wanted there that they thought they were going to get.
Was that Ha-Ha?
Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Yeah.
He
was terrible.
And that wasn't a great pick. Mm-hmm. So they said, like, hey, listen, this team, what was it? It was Green Bay and
– Well, no, that's the draft. Andy jumped in front of him and took D. Ford.
Yes, you're right. Was that after the Saints jumped up for Cooks?
Yeah. They wanted the D in. Andy took D. Ford. Kansas City jumped up, and they were left with Marcus Smith, thinking that there was going to be a run on DNs. Yeah, maybe it was. You took the wrong one.
Yes, it was simple.
Yeah, you still had DeMarcus Lawrence there to take.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, Brandon Cooks. Yeah, so they were drafting 22. Mm-hmm. So Brandon Cooks goes 20. Ha-Ha Clinton Dix goes 21. Mm-hmm. Arizona traded with New Orleans for Brandon Cooks. So they could get up there and get Brandon Cooks. Yeah, so the Eagles trade out of it, get Johnny Manziel, right? They could have stayed there and took D. Ford. They didn't. So, yeah, so they had to take Marcus Smith. Awesome. They tried to trade out of that pick, too, and no one wanted to get back in the first round.
Yep.
They were caught with their pants down. Chip didn't know what the hell he was doing. Mm-hmm. All right, Jack.
What a time.
Blame that on Howie.
Yeah, of course. It goes against his draft record. Number two, who has long been number one but has to be number two now, is Danny Watkins.
Yeah.
26 years old, didn't make sense at the time, didn't like playing football, wanted to be a firefighter, the second worst draft pick since 2010.
I can't even think of who would be worse. Yeah, Danny Watkins to me.
Jack's going to say Rager, I think, number one.
Yeah, number one is Jalen Rager.
No. See, Watkins is worse.
No.
I don't think so. Rager with the guy who was picked right behind him, looking like he's going to be an all-timer.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Like, and in the time, I wasn't one of them. Hand up, Donovan Chespat. I wanted Rager. I was wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, most of the people wanted Justin Jefferson. The evaluators love Justin Jefferson. He's going to be an all-timer, and they willfully passed up on him for Jalen Rager.
Mm. Yeah, I hear you. But, man, at least Rager is here playing.
Out of necessity, but yeah.
And Watkins was 26.
Yeah, Watkins was 30, and he was a fireman and a hockey player, and he didn't love football.
And guard.
You could, but it's just –
And he was a guard.
It's
boot.
Just a guard. Like, my thing is with Rager, why it's just a guard.
Right.
Like, Rager is actively holding back this team from a playoff spot. Like, if he had any, like, semblance of knowing how to be a good receiver, they win the game Sunday.
Easily.
They don't have one receiver.
Right.
And we feel better about the team. And we don't have to draft another guy this year. Like, if Rager's not a disaster, first off, they don't have to draft Devontae Smith this year,
right,
which it could have been Micah Parsons,
right,
which would have made the team better. Sorry, I like Devontae Smith.
Or you have two good young receivers.
Right, or you have Justin Jefferson and Devontae Smith, which is awesome. And you're like, Jalen Hurts is probably the franchise quarterback. The Rager pick was a disaster.
Or maybe Carson Wentz doesn't have a terrible year and he's still here.
What?
What?
Justin Jefferson saves the season last year.
Well, since you put it that way, then, yeah,
the pick directly after Danny Watkins was the defensive end.
Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan.
Still playing.
Still playing. 98 sacks. 98 and a half career sacks.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to start bringing that up. Every time we talk about DK Metcalf or Justin Jefferson, I'm bringing up Cam Jordan.
You got an all-time saint right there who's going up in the damn ring of honor down there when his career is over with. He's putting up Hall of Fame sack numbers. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, if we were doing 2012 WIP radio, a lot of talk about that Brandon Graham guy's a scrub. They should have drafted Cam Jordan.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. And I think Brandon by that time was already injured.
Yes. Yeah. So the Achilles.
It wasn't like he was setting the world on fire, and we didn't need a defensive end. Wow. I didn't even realize Cam Jordan was taken after
the pick after.
Nobody ever brings that up.
Nope.
Which would you rather have? One pick after each other, Jefferson or Cam Jordan?
oh, I would have taken Cam Jordan in. Because quite frankly, we've been looking for an edge rusher. We haven't had an edge rusher as good as Cam. I love Brandon Graham, but he ain't Cam.
And they're going to draft another one in the first round this year.
Another Michigan guy, probably.
Yeah.
Hutchinson.
Well, now he's being mocked first overall. I saw in the most recent mock draft I looked at.
At the Ohio State
recency
game.
Bias, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Eagles are back in the top 10 with both of their first round picks after the
loss. Oh, my God. How many? By the way,
there's some good news.
How's
right
that
there?
For silver lining?
8-9. The Giants have two top 10 picks, too, because they have the Bears pick.
Yeah, and somebody else.
So,
I think it's three teams with two
are.
Picks
it's
in the top 10.
The Jets.
Because
they have the Jamal Adams pick from Seattle, because Seattle's the top 10 pick.
There you go.
And here's an interesting team for. And like we always talk about the Eagles having the three picks or whatever. The Giants are likely to have two top 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a destination that Russell Wilson would want to go to and could go to, it's not like they don't have good skill guys on the team. They just need somebody to figure it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Wilson to the Giants or the Washington football team is a disaster for the Eagles.
The Giants would give up both of those picks
in a heartbeat.
Right now for Russell Wilson.
In a heartbeat. Yeah.
And Sierra would rather go there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
trouble.
Well, listen, I was talking to Rod out there, and I said, I'm like, the Giants and Washington are two teams where we're sitting here talking about we don't want Russell Wilson and this and that and the other. Well, guess what? Those two teams could want Russell Wilson. Yeah, though, and you think the Eagles brass don't know that?
Yeah.
That Washington and New York are two teams that could be looking for a quarterback as well? Like New York, do they really want to go back to a young quarterback? Do they want two gloves Pickett out there in Pittsburgh? They want him?
No.
So they would much rather have a veteran quarterback to go ahead and put with all that young talent that they have up there in New York, and so would Washington.
And they're going to have a new GM that comes in most likely. Gettleman's going to be gone. It seems like Joe Judge is going to keep his job for another year, which is good news. But all of a sudden, Joe Judge may not look like a bad coach with Russell Wilson. And I know Russ hasn't looked good in Seattle this year, and that's for sure. Let's see what he looks like in a new spot.
Exactly. Yeah, I got 10 years or 9 years of seeing Russell Wilson play one way, and I got 1 year of seeing him play this way. Yeah, I trust the other years as long as there's no physical ailment there, and I'm not so sure Russ's heart isn't into playing out there in Seattle right now.
I agree with you.
Right?
I think he feels like it's over.
He made throws last night where I'm like, well, hold on, dude. He was wide open in the flat. You just threw the ball 3 feet over his head.
Yep. Threw in the end zone in the double coverage when you had DK Metcalf wide open.
So I don't know what Russ is doing.
I'm not sure. Maybe playing for the Giants next year.
Hmm.
We will see. We will see.
Well, that would not help us out.
No, it wouldn't.
I'd be interested in where Aaron and Russ ends up. If Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, I mean, obviously Deshaun Watson is out there, but those are three veteran quarterbacks that could end up in a position where it makes life harder for us.
Yep.
I don't want Russell Wilson and Dak Prescott in this division.
You're not doing squat. No, you're just not. You're not.
I mean, my goodness.
You're not. No, and Washington is a team that may be better than you, or at least on the same level
as you. Well, if you put a right quarterback there.
You put Russell Wilson there, they're better than you.
Right? Aaron Rodgers?
I would predict Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver.
Ah, okay.
Some good wide receivers, a couple good running backs.
Yeah.
You know, like
they just got picks from the Rams.
Yeah.
Von Miller. So
could be an attractive destination.
Yeah.
Guided Door and Window is looking to hire experienced installers and service techs. If you're in search of a great career opportunity, call Guided today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. Did Jack miss anybody on that list?
He obviously did because he only used five. There's a lot of players.
A lot.
Yeah, there are a lot.
I mean, Andre Dillard didn't even make the list.
Right, or J-Jaw.
right. Oh, you were doing any round. I thought you were going to go first.
No, I mean, because Pumphrey's a fourth.
Jaquan Jarrett's a.
That's right.
I mean, the first three happen to be the first round picks, but yeah.
Right, yeah.
Jerome McDougal.
Yeah. J-Mac, yeah.
He did get shot, which was a shame.
It's unfortunate, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the quote from I was like doing some research on it, and like Kemsky wrote about this like last year, I think, and then he had the quote from Andy in it. And Andy's like going through all the injuries and just dropped it. Yeah, Jerome McDougal got shot. Our doctors are looking through it. It's like, hold on. What?
Like what? Jerome McDougal got shot.
Mm.
Dangerous.
Do you think San Francisco would trade?
I remember that.
Yeah, I actually do too. Do you think San Francisco would trade Trey Lance to get Aaron Rodgers? Uncle Jamie checks it on the text line and says,
I don't. Here's why. They screwed up with Tom Brady.
Big time.
That was the team. When everybody's wondering who was Brady talking about when he said, you're going to run it back with that bleepity bleep. That's the team. He wanted to go
home to the Bay Area.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. He wanted to go play for San Francisco's childhood team. He's a Montana fan. And they said they were going to stick with Jimmy Garoppolo. He went off and won a Super Bowl in Tampa. So then I think Watson was high on their list prior to the stuff happening, right? Prior to the stuff happening last year. Then they traded for Trey Lance. I don't think they would give up on Trey Lance after what it took to get Trey Lance. They gave up a lot to get him.
To get up there, yeah.
To get him. So,
Weren't they trying to move that pick or their original pick? Because you remember, draft day comes out and it's like Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay and then San Francisco was dangling some draft picks to try to get him.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact details of it.
They may. I mean, listen. I just think they took a chance on Trey Lance. They moved a lot of picks to get him. He's cheaper. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers would make him better.
Yeah.
But you almost have to have a team that's ready to win right now.
Yeah, they're.
Because, I mean, I don't know if they're ready to win. Like, I would take Green Bay's team over San Francisco. Quite honestly, if I'm Green Bay, tuck your tail, kiss the ring. Number 12 never wears another uniform. You give him what he wants. All this other nonsense and foolishness, you look stupid.
Yeah.
Jordan Love ain't going to be anywhere close as Aaron Rodgers anytime soon. You got a better chance to win with Aaron Rodgers over the next 3 to 4 years than you do with Jordan Love.
And Aaron Rodgers' best chance to win another Super Bowl is in Green Bay. Yeah,
it's
you're right.
There. And all he really wants is the respect. He wants you to kiss his butt. That's what he wants you to do.
That's what these guys want.
Yeah, that's
what Tom Brady wanted in New England. Yeah. Otherwise, he wouldn't have left.
Yep. And Bill Belichick wasn't doing it.
Nope. And that's what Russ wanted in Seattle. And Seattle was smart about it. They came back and said, whoa. All right,
right,
Russell, listen, let's talk about this.
Yes.
You're good. What do you need? What do you want? Right? Like, ultimately, I don't think it's going to matter.
Mm-hmm. But because now they're not any good.
They tried.
Yes.
They tried. Like, Green Bay was almost like, you know what, Aaron? Nah. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're not trading you, whatever. And they made it right in the end, I guess, for 1 year.
Man, you better start talks again. Because I wouldn't be getting rid of Aaron Rodgers if I'm Green Bay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that was happening here? We'd be killing the Eagles right now.
Yeah.
About thinking about getting rid of a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. We'd be having a fit in this town.
So you think that you say the Packers have a better roster to win right now than the 49ers?
Yes.
Better.
I think the Packers are the best team in football.
Better. I don't disagree. Better offense, definitely better skill, like better wide receivers, better running backs, better quarterback.
Quarterback.
Well, outside of like Aaron Rodgers, as far as if he's looking at San Francisco or Green Bay,
right.
I would definitely take the Packers offense.
Well, and he's from that area too, I believe. The San Francisco area.
He was one that's mad as well that they drafted number one.
Yeah, he went to Cal. That's right. But see, he's so petty. Maybe they can't fix the relationship in Green Bay. I'm just saying, if I'm Green Bay, that's what I would be trying to do. I would be trying to butter up to Aaron
Rodgers. You're.
Well, if only they had an owner that could do that, but the fans are the owner. So.
Right. I mean, do you think those fans want Aaron Rodgers to leave? They saw Jordan Love play against Kansas City.
Yeah, he's no good.
Think about this. When Aaron Rodgers was sitting behind Brett Favre, and Brett Favre had the one game, I don't know what the hell happened, but somehow Aaron Rodgers started playing. It was against the Cowboys. I don't know if Brett Favre got injured in the game or what, but somehow Aaron Rodgers was in the game playing. I don't think Brett Favre's streak got broken there. I don't think that's where it happened. Somehow Aaron Rodgers played. My only point is that we got a chance to see a glimpse of Aaron Rodgers in one game, and they lost the game, but everybody came away from that game saying, oh, yeah, y'all can move on from Brett Favre now.
So it was against Baltimore. He went like 8 of 15.
No, it's a game against the Cowboys that I'm thinking of.
Huh.
It's a game against the Cowboys that I'm thinking of. And maybe I don't know if it was the first game he had played or what have you. But.
And they also saw him in practice, and they
yes.
knew what the arm looked like or whatever.
Yes.
And they've seen Jordan Love, what he looks like in
yes.
practice.
But I'm saying to the masses, we hadn't seen Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And Brett Favre was the name. Right? So.
Well, he had an MVP season
yes,
and I let him walk.
It wasn't until I saw Aaron Rodgers play in that game where I said, oh, yeah, this dude has a cannon for an arm.
07, 18 of 26 for 200 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Against Dallas.
Yeah. It's like watching Pat Mahomes play in that Denver game at the end of the season that was meaningless.
Huh.
Right? Like the Chiefs had watched Pat Mahomes all year. Alex Smith had gotten them to the playoffs, but we got a chance to see Pat Mahomes for the first time in that Denver game, and you just saw the throws. You saw how the ball was coming out of his hands. And it's like, oh, yeah, Alex Smith, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, even with a team like that. So I say that to say the first time we got a chance to watch Jordan Love, he wasn't impressive. There was nothing that was impressive about him. So I don't know if I'm Green Bay, I'm ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is from Northern California. We know he went to Cal, but he's from, north of San Francisco. So that would be the,
But he went to Cal. That's how I
right.
Yeah, he went to Cal.
He's from Chico, California, I agree. Yeah. Herb in Northeast Philly. Herb's always on the pulse of what's happening in Philadelphia sports. Like, what's up, Herb?
Yeah, you're right about my boy Aaron Rodgers. He's from Cal Berkeley.
Yep.
Yeah, boy. All right, so listen. That guy Mike, he's a knucklehead that's been calling you for months and months.
Mad Mike.
Mad Mike?
You tell him I said he's a knucklehead, okay?
Ooh, boy.
Why is he a knucklehead, Herb?
Number two, okay, number two, our boy Rager.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what he needs to do. Maybe, Ike, you go down there.
LASIK.
And tell him, get his effing ass in the weight room, start pumping the iron in his forearms till the veins start popping out. And then his hands will feel real hard 3 times a week. And then he's going to start catching them balls.
So how many reps and how many sets?
Let him pump for an hour and a half with a bottle of water sitting there with a curl bar, a flat straight curl bar. Ask Brian Baldinger what I used to do there on 70. Ask him. Okay.
So if I ask Baldy tomorrow at 4 o'clock what Herb used to do, he would know.
You call him, I didn't work today, and I didn't work. I ain't working tomorrow. Why don't you do a three way with me, you, Ike, and Brian Baldinger?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a four
you
way.
Get
yeah, that'd be a four way. Ike.
Yeah, four way. Can you do that, dude?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. He no problem. No problem.
Yeah. Me and Brian go way back.
Yeah.
He sat with me at the Super Bowl, man. He sat right next to me.
Which Super Bowl? Which one?
The one that Troy Aikman won.
Troy Aikman won three of them, Herb. He won three of them. Which one
first
was it?
One.
Oh, okay. Why?
Why were you there? You're acting like we know your story. I would have thought you meant the Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
52-17, the first one, babe.
So you were sitting next to him.
Now, where was this at?
There.
Hold on. Where was the game at, Herb?
Pasadena, the Rose Bowl.
Okay, you're right.
What were you doing there?
What was I doing? Izell Jenkins gave me 2 tickets.
Man, you know Toast Jenkins, too.
We had it all set up like 6 months ahead of time, you know?
Gotcha. What did you do? Give him free services for those tickets? Some limo rides?
He got 4 plane tickets for his his wife that he's still married to and her 3 girlfriends. They flew out of Raleigh to Seattle. $375 a ticket.
How do you know all this, man?
Other money. All right?
So how did Baldy get involved in this? You just happened to be next
Baldy,
to him? Or
I know Baldy. No, I know Baldy from the gym, and I know Baldy
Bill.
From other places that he did his radio shows.
Okay.
You know?
All right, Herb. Listen, I actually could see Baldy remembering you because I will always remember you, Herb.
I just got 17-inch arms.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah.
So what happened to you?
I need to see the package.
Dude, man, things went downhill. You know, when you get to 50, things change in your life.
I feel the same way now. All right, Herb. Listen, Herb. I'll be in touch. I want to talk to you before the show tomorrow. Can I talk to you tomorrow?
They better get their act together because this coach got to run the ball, and the short passing game.
All right, Herb. We're up against it. Otherwise, I'd love to continue the conversation. Thank you, Herb. 215-592-9494. Rest of your phone calls, Marks and Reese text line, all that and more coming up next. Don't go anywhere. All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. We'll have the text line coming up a couple minutes here. John Clark, Jack, you'd agree he's the number one reporter in the city, right, as far as multimedia.
Yeah, for sure.
He put the video of the Hurts sack where he got injured on his Instagram.
Did it look bad?
No, it's hard to see what really happened. It's his right ankle. Mm-hmm. And you don't really see where it gets twisted, but you definitely see him hobbling off afterwards. And then he has him walking off the field, and he's definitely favoring it. He doesn't need help or anything walking off, but he's favoring it. So we'll see. All right, let's go to Pete in Springfield. Pete's got something to say. What up, Pete?
You might just label me Crazy Pete. Crazy Pete.
What's up, Crazy Pete?
Well, I think people ought to lay off Mr. Rager. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you really look at his game, he had a better game going than even Devontae Smith going into the last drive. He had two catches in the first half, two targets. One was a highlight film catch, okay, down at the 2-yard line, which, by the way, on the same drive, Jalen Hurts made the worst passing decision of his entire life, okay, trying to throw that last play at the first half. Instead of throwing it away and taking 3 points, which might have meant a field goal difference at the end.
But why are we laying off Jalen Reagor? And by the way, this show right here, we didn't come out yesterday and put the target on Jalen Rager's back and attack him all show long. But why should anybody lay off Jalen Reagor? I don't get it.
Why? Because he really had one drop. And now it's the final game. And
technically he had one drop?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, the second pass before that, I find it ironic that Nelson, I forget the guy's name on our team, Nelson, was called for pass interference in the end zone from coming over the back of a Giants receiver.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about you're saying you only had one drop. What about the first one?
The first one, it was blatant pass interference. The guy was all over him. I mean, leading on like a cheap suit. If you watch the highlights, you see it. The guy's for 5 or 6 yards, he's got his back, his front pressed against Jalen's back. And his momentum is taken into Jalen, forcing him down. And he's also tugging at his arm. Nothing.
He still should have called it.
Yeah, he still should have called it. I appreciate because everybody definitely deserves a defense lawyer or to be defended. So I can appreciate
that.
Well,
let me ask you a question. Yeah. How come we're not talking about Dallas Goedert? He had 2 drops as well on Sunday. One hit him right in the chest.
I did.
Okay.
I talked about him yesterday. There was the Rager drop, there was the Dallas Goedert drop, and then there was the Rager drop again at the end of the
right,
game.
But nobody's talking about saying Dallas Goedert now.
Okay, let's talk about it then.
Okay.
Go ahead.
For one drop.
I get it, but you understand.
Well, Dallas Goedert hasn't had an issue with catching the ball and being a disappointment.
No, every time I've seen the throw to Jalen Rager, he's caught it. Now, it's not a lot in a game, obviously. But maybe
am I in a twilight zone right now or something?
You are. Listen,
have I not been watching? Are we watching two different Jalen Ragers?
I don't know. This is the same community that used to criticize Nelson Aguilar. I still remember the Atlanta game. Nelson had 8 catches, 2 touchdowns, and 1 drop. And guess what was talked about for the next year? The 1 drop. You know, it was amazing.
He didn't have no damn 8 catches and 2 touchdowns in the Atlanta game that I remember. What Atlanta game you remember?
The game that was down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
He had 8 catches, 2 touchdowns.
He could be right.
Is he?
It's Crazy Pete. I mean, he could have a...
I don't remember Nelson scoring 2 touchdowns in that game.
He did.
But like you keep trying to change the focus on what's going on. Like Pete,
eight catches for 33 yards, by the way.
Eight catches, 33 yards.
Yeah, come on,
in the game that he dropped the one.
The one we're talking about. Yeah, he had 33 yards, a bunch of 5-yard catches, Pete.
Okay, maybe it's the Detroit game. I know he had 2 touchdowns in one game.
But Pete, it was
the Detroit game. That's the game it was.
Is that when he had 2 touchdowns? Yeah. Listen, you understand why that he's getting criticized. He's a first-round draft pick that hasn't lived up to the first-round billing, and the player taken directly. Hang on a second. The player that was taken directly after him is an all-pro and is a pro bowler, and Jalen Reagor was struggling, right? You understand it.
Is Jalen Reagor to blame for that? He didn't go to the Eagles and say, pick me 18. He probably thought he was going to go in the second or third round. Mm-hmm. You know, the Eagles took him. Not Jalen Reagor.
Frankly,
let me ask you a question. How many punt returns for a touchdown does Justin Jefferson have? Zero. Zero. Jalen Reagor has one.
Would you say he's been a successful draft pick so far, Crazy
Not
Pete?
Not overall, but I don't think he's a receiver. I don't think he's a receiver. I think he's more of a Devin Hester type. He'll catch like 20, 30 balls a year as a gifted receiver. And then he'll be the punter.
Let me tell you, if he was 20% of Devin Hester, we'd be happy right now. Don't mention Jalen Reagor in the same sentence with Devin Hester.
I think he still has the potential. He's young. I think he still has the potential. But I'm going to say, everybody's playing down. Even about 4 weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago, Devontae Smith had two blatant drops in one game.
He did.
Two blatant drops.
He did.
Nobody said sit him down.
You know why? Because he'll also have 2 toe drag swag catches on the sideline, too.
Well, I've seen Jalen Reagor make.
He also went up over Patrick Surtain and caught a touchdown pass.
All right,
when
Crazy Pete.
Jalen Reagor ever did any of this?
Reagor had a good... He had a good diving catch by the sideline. Was that last week or the week before? Listen, the bottom line is the dude's underperformed. Whether or not he should have been taken.
He caught that ball that was thrown behind him last week.
Maybe it was behind him.
He was right. It led to the play that Hurts threw the interception on. Eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, he threw the back shoulder fade to him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's underperformed. Was he taken too early? Yeah, obviously he was taken too early based on his production.
I will agree with you. He's not a wide receiver. Sandy's a Devin Hester type is just completely out of God.
But he might make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
As a return.
Yes.
but I think if I saw him being a dynamic returner, it would almost help. Like, listen, maybe he's not a great wide receiver, but look what he adds to the special team.
Yes.
I mean, New York was intentionally kicking the kickoff short because they were trying to get Reagor to bring it out,
mm-hmm.
and it worked.
Yeah.
Eagles didn't have great field position because of it.
Yeah, there's nothing dynamic about Jalen Reagor. We watched Jalen Reagor for over a year and a half, man. Like, stop it with Jalen Reagor. Hey, will he turn out to be a serviceable player? I guess. Can he turn out to be Nelson Agholor? Maybe if they keep him here long enough. But that's not what you drafted him to be. See, you get that type of production in the 5th and 6th round. See, when Quez Watkins gives you that type of production, that looks like a great draft pick. Not when your number one overall draft pick gives you that little of production. It looks like a bad pick.
Right.
It looks like a bad pick. That's why the Nelson Agholor pick looks bad. Because he gave you numbers of a 3rd wide receiver at best. And in 5 years here, he gave you one serviceable year when he was like the 4th option on the team.
Yeah.
That was Nelson's career as an Eagle. We know how great he was in the Super Bowl. Thank you. We appreciate the ring. But everything that happened in that freaking year may have been an anomaly. Everything in 2017.
The first round tag makes the expectations different. If you're a 2nd round wide receiver who...
It's expectations,
yeah. That's all it is.
I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Yep.
So it boils down to, like, we can't even get first. Devontae is the first, so far, first-round pick that I can remember at least gave you what you were expecting in the first year of the guy. We don't have to sit around here talking about, wait for him to develop and we'll see what he looks like in his 2nd year. Oh, he's still young. Devontae Smith, even though he's not dominating, he has been productive enough the way we feel good about what we're seeing. He isn't setting the world on fire as a wide receiver. But the fact that we don't have to complain about him every week drops this and disappearing there. We're more upset when you don't get him the ball more. He has shown improvement just throughout this year alone. He's grown as a wide receiver. Now you got to put somebody on the other side of him. so we can stop having him taken out of the game. Because that's what happened Sunday. They took him out of the game.
Yep. And he's not an explosive player.
No.
To where he's not getting the huge plays. Right. Like Justin Jefferson is a bigger playmaker than DeVonta Smith. But to your point, you know what? You pretty much know what DeVonta Smith is going to be. He's going to be an above-average wide receiver. He's probably going to catch 70 balls near 1,000 yards or something like that. He'll be good.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
He's going to be good. Agreed.
Will he be good enough? That's the question.
Not if they don't add somebody else.
See, the bar is he's not terrible. We got to get past that. Oh, he's not bad. He's not terrible. He's serviceable. I want him to be CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
That's what I want him to be. We're talking about Justin Jefferson. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, he's not going to be
Justin
Jefferson.
That's what we're talking about. Justin Jefferson, who was taken 22nd, 23rd.
No.
He was taken 23rd. But those are the different levels you get. And I'm not saying this to knock DeVonta Smith. I'm just saying, when do we get the special guy? Not just the, oh, okay, he's not a bust, he's not terrible. Well, I want the special guy.
Justin Jefferson's already at 1,000 yards through 11 games.
That's 2 years in a row.
Yep. Hit 1,400 yards, which is a record last year. Is 1,100 yards so far this year, 6 touchdowns. And you know who I blame for this?
Look at Jamar Chase.
Jack. Oh, yeah, Jamar Chase is a difference maker.
This dude didn't even play last year. This dude hadn't played since 2019.
Jalen Waddle looks good.
And look what he walked in the NFL and did. Jamar Chase. Look what he's walked into the NFL to do after not even playing last year.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't see what he did this past week, but he was
already the NFL Rookie of the Year. Offensive Rookie of the Year.
You can just use your eyes with him. Like, yeah. It's just different.
Yeah.
How many Jalen Waddle has 77 receptions for 759 yards so far this year. He's picked it up here recently.
Yes. Well, and you see what Micah Parsons is doing.
Yes. Yeah, there's been some good rookies picked around. Now Devontae's been good, but but you're right, Ike. Our expectation is, well, he's not Jalen Reagor, so he's
right.
So he's good.
And again, it's not a knock on Devontae, but I'm just saying, when looking at Jalen Reagor, like Pete came on, like, dude, what are you talking about with Jalen Reagor? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's bad.
He's barely a third wide receiver on a team. He's not even a wide receiver. He's just a football player.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, now they got to figure out a way to get something out of him.
Devontae's got 48 catches for 686 yards, 4 touchdowns.
And I'm good with that.
It's good first year.
The best first-year wide receiver that I can remember us having since I've been drafted here is DeSean Jackson.
Not even close.
What about Macklin?
I can't remember Macklin's rookie numbers.
I was just thinking about that.
I think he had 10 touchdowns his rookie year, though.
His rookie year?
I think so.
See, just off of memory, what I remember from DeSean right away was, this is the best wide receiver we've had in a really long time.
Yeah. He almost had 1,000 yards his rookie year.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, outside of T.O. for that 1 year, but you saw him right away in the preseason.
Yeah, we didn't draft T.O., though. I'm talking about a rookie coming
right.
in.
Right, okay.
Yeah, a rookie coming in.
First year, Macklin had 773 yards and 4 touchdowns.
He had the 10 the next year.
He had 10 the next year.
Okay.
Almost 1,000 yards. But still, at age 21, to have those kind of numbers
was. You saw that at 21, and D-Jack was a second-round draft pick.
You did. Yeah, no, exactly right. Exactly right.
I think D-Jack's first two games, he got 100 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
He's still killing the Cowboys, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah. Bro, I said that. I seen him Thursday running in the end zone. I said, this dude is
still doing it.
Scoring 50-plus yard touchdowns.
Amazing. Yep. Yeah, just got one step behind that defensive back, and he was gone.
Yeah.
All right, text line, Jack.
Text line.
Jalen, trust me. Don't let them put you on the bench. Carson in Indianapolis.
that's for sure.
That's how it all started.
It is. That's for sure.
Oh, what's next?
Are OG Wade and Hurts related? Paul and Modco.
Not that we know of.
Well, OG is, he's adopted him.
He is.
He's adopted him. Yeah.
Yep. Now, Chuck today, like Chuck doesn't mind criticizing him, and which he did today. Now, Chuck's also jumped off and on the Jalen Hurts stuff, but at least I feel like he's being true to being an Eagle fan.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes when I talk to Wade that he's just being true to Jalen Hurts.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Yes, there's no doubt about it.
I'd like to hear some frustration from OG Wade, like he had towards Carson Wentz.
Well, he did say he played bad on Sunday.
Yeah.
He did.
Well, you got to get that frustration like I had with Wentz after that Cowboys game.
Yeah, the pick.
Yes. Yep. Gloves came off that day.
Well, yeah, I basically had to keep all my other negative comments in about him the rest of the year.
So they came out in that one game.
Yeah, I couldn't hold him in.
There you go. All right, what's next?
I don't think Arthur is fast enough to be a roadrunner, so I think we all know how him being chased by coyotes should probably end. Mike in Birdsboro.
I like that.
But also with Arthur, I don't think it's about speed as far as like a short line speed. Because all the cigarette smoking, you know that he can't run any more than 20, 25 yards. He'd be totally winded.
Man, you know what Arthur is doing if he gets chased by a coyote.
He's shooting it.
You got that 38 snub nose. Saturday night special.
He's not doing any running.
I know.
Just doing some shooting. All right, Jack.
While we bemoan Ben Simmons, Howie, the lack of a Phil's farm system, and the Flyers, let's take a minute to recognize the best team in the city, the Philadelphia Union. They are one game away from playing for a championship. Can we honestly say that about anyone else anytime soon? Scott from Delco.
I don't care.
Well, you don't care, Jack, but Scott makes a very good point.
He is about to have another potential champion in town.
But they're in the Eastern Conference Finals this weekend or whatever.
I thought they're in the semifinals. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I saw a billboard today, Conference Finals.
Ooh.
Let's hope Rondé Barber's not on the other side of that.
And Jack, for $500, who are they playing in the Conference Finals?
Nashville.
No, they just beat Nashville, I believe. Okay. I think they're playing the New York.
I'm impressed by that.
The New York football team. Oh, I guess they're waiting to see who they're going to be playing.
That's what threw me off.
And it's the New York Football FC is the football club.
The Bulls? Aren't they the Bulls?
No, I don't think they call them that anymore.
Okay.
New York Red Bull? They're not the.
There is a New York Red Bulls, but I think there's also another New York football club, I believe.
So Spike may have a champion up there.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're talking lots of. I'm sure they're talking lots of soccer.
Oh, so you mean Kevin Durant might win a title here?
Finally.
Yep, there you go.
That?
He was tweeting about him when they scored in the 123rd minute the other night.
Is that when they scored?
Yeah, this might have been two games ago.
I'm mad you really have been locked in on this.
No, well, it's because it fills up my Twitter feed with, like, with the Union stuff. And, like, listen, I like the Union, right? Okay. But it's like,
I don't dislike the Union.
They're starting to act like Flyers fans with sports radio.
We're not
talking about the Union.
Yeah, we got a real champ. It's like the soul.
No, it's not. This is Major League Sports, Jack. New England against New York City.
It's a line. You got
tonight.
A line?
I can actually look at it in 1 second.
Someone on the show might have action on it.
Right. Yeah, New York City. So that's at Gillette Stadium tonight, I believe. Yes, tonight.
Biggest game in Gillette in
probably
three
ever.
Days?
Probably ever. I would agree, Jack. All right, let me look up that line. What's next?
What we should do is make a package with our first rounders, Gilio, DeCamera, and ESP to trade for Russell Wilson. Thoughts? Billy from Devon.
I need to see the package.
What's the trade? What's the scenario?
Trade all Gilio, DeCamera, Elliott, and first round picks to Seattle for Russell Wilson.
Let me check. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm in.
Soul guy.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. Oh, Russell Wilson here, that'd be amazing. The Revolution are, I'm trying to look at this right here. So I guess New York FC is the heavy underdog, plus 255.
So, oh boy.
Yeah, so if you went NYCFC and they won, you'd get 255 for a $100 wager, Ike. What do you think? The New England Revolution are plus 105. There you go.
I think I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet any money. But New England Revolution seemed to be a favorite. Any more, Jack?
Cute game on Sunday night, Jalen. I can't believe I leaked that crap to Rap Sheet before the game. Howie, watching tape of Kenny Pickett from the NovaCare Complex.
Yes.
You mean Two Gloves Pickett is back on the board again?
I'll be out there with binoculars.
I hope not. But, I mean, give me enough time, I'll be back on one of these quarterbacks. I don't know which one, but I'll be back. But there's really not Corral. I don't have a lot of interest in. I mean, there's a bunch of mid first round draft picks. these quarterbacks. Pickett should be like Pickett to the Steelers or like Corral to the Steelers. That makes sense. Yeah. Or Washington drafting one of these guys. Mm-hmm. Like that's what makes sense. I don't see one of the quarterbacks going top 5 or 10. But it always ends up happening. Anyway. All right, let's go to Sam. Sam is in Oakland. Sam. Oaklin. Sam.
What's going on, guys?
What up?
Well, I'm just wondering. This is probably the latest buy I remember seeing for an Eagles week 14. And Mike, I mean, you played. How detrimental is it if you're on a hot streak and you really control your own destiny and all of a sudden you got to take that week off? And especially now, you blow an easy. They didn't lose to the Giants. They beat themselves. It was awful. I was there. It looked terrible. And now you got Jalen Hurts, who might not play.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to put in Gardner Minshew and then QB controversy, which doesn't exist, but we're going to make it exist. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, they're just. They're flushing it away this year. What's going on?
Well, appreciate the call, Sam. It's I honestly believe they are just playing the cards they've been dealt right now. I think this was a season with no real high expectations from an overall team success standpoint. I think they wanted to at least establish a baseline to see what they have and continue to add on to that while developing these young guys, and if they happen to play themselves into some sort of wild card position or what have you, of course they want to take advantage of it. But you can just tell by some of the things the Eagles did this year from a personnel standpoint that this wasn't one of those years where we're trying to, you know, dedicate resources to players to try to win just for this year. This wasn't one of those. They didn't do anything at the trade deadline
Right. Significantly.
If anything, they got off of players. They traded guys. So they haven't done anything that indicates to me that they had expectations of being in the postseason and they were going to try to add to this roster to do that. If they happen to get in, I'm sure they'll be happy with it. But they wanted to establish some sort of baseline to see what they have as a team and where they need to go.
And go from there.
Moving forward.
Yep.
And quite frankly, that's where they're at right now. And if this doesn't turn out the way we want it to turn out with postseason play, you know what the conclusion they're going to probably come to? That we're not ready yet and we need to add. And we already see we need another receiver. The quarterback position, we're going to find out about. But this team isn't necessarily ready for prime time yet.
No, no. As far as the bye, Nick Sirianni is excellent coming out of the bye. I believe he's hasn't lost yet coming out of the bye.
As far as the bye, I never had to bye this late in the season that I can remember. So it's hard for me to tell you how it affects them. It depends on whether or not you got injured players, you could use the rest. Right now, before you make the playoffs, he made the statement that the team is hot and you're going on a bye. The team isn't hot.
Right.
So the bye week didn't break up the hot streak of the Eagles. They won 5 games all year.
Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. 25,000 square foot showroom, private parking, full selection of amazing gifts that she wants. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Coming up next, Joe Giglio riding with the king. Howard Eskin and Joe Giglio for the first hour. Joe takes you for the rest of the evening. We're back tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. See you.